Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to our podcast called What's Cooking with Paula Deen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, that's Brandon, y'all, saying hello. Are you tired, Brandon?
I am tired. We had such a long weekend.
You know it's hard work catching fish.
Well, it's hard work laying by the pool looking at a lake.
Especially when you don't fish. We had the best time this past weekend, y'all. We spent 3 days in Joplin, Missouri. And I was there for the second annual Paula Deen's Bag Lady Foundation Fishing Tournament. I fished last year and this year with Jimmy Houston. Y'all, he's one of the finest fishermen in this country. I got skunked. I caught one fish that was really a contender, Brandon. He would have been in the running. But I didn't realize that before I had gotten there, they had voted on a no-dip rule. So we couldn't use a dip net. And I quit reeling thinking Jimmy was going to get the dip net for me. Well, when I quit reeling, that big old bass saw an opportunity for one last flip. He flipped and he was gone. He was out of there. So that was the only fish that I landed. But
well,
you know,
I landed one fish.
I know you caught a fish.
I was so impressed.
Well, the day before, listen, I caught a bunch of crappie.
I was watching. You just kept pulling them in, right?
I was
left.
Pulling crappie out. We found that honey hole. I was pulling them out left and right. And, I went out there in their garage, in the Tongs garage, and I fried Aunt Peggy and me up that crappie.
Well, how did you do that? Because the night before we had gone to, we went to a nice Amish family's home,
yes.
And they had a fish fry.
Yes.
And they fried the crappie, or cropping, however you say it, where what region you're from. And you said you didn't love it as much as your own, so you went back and made your own fish.
Yes.
So tell us how you prepared that, because it was totally different than the way the Amish prepared
it. Totally different. Well, they filleted the crappie, and it was like little fish nuggets. Well, when you go to cook fresh fish and you've just got a nugget, it's going to be so easy to overcook them. And you don't have that bone to seal in and keep that fish fat in there. And, you know, we've always fried our fish like that whole. And then when you pull out that top bone, you can see all that fish fat around that bone and you suck all that out. Oh, honey, that's some of the finest eaten in the whole entire world.
But you left the skin on the, you just scaled it.
You don't skin bream and crappie.
So you just scaled it and fried it with the skin on.
I scaled it, salt and peppered it. And floured it. They didn't have any cornmeal, so I just used straight flour, and that was some ever more fine fish. The favorite part to me is that top fin and the tail. That tail gets so crunchy. Oh, and so good.
It was good. I think the funnest thing about the fishing tournament was my friend was there fishing Shane in a boat.
Yes.
He asked me if I would go with him on the boat. I was laying by the pool, so I did. We go out there. I caught this little bitty fish. And then Shane catches the biggest fish of the whole rodeo.
He did.
It was like an 8-pound, 7-ounce bass.
I can't remember if it was in the eights
it
or not.
It was eight.
But Shane was thrilled beyond belief, because that's the first time he'd been fishing since he was 11 years old.
And he got the biggest.
And
it was huge.
He caught the biggest, and I was tickle pink for him. Because last year, Jimmy and I won, our boat won the weight of our fish, but I wound up catching the largest catch of the day. And I was so excited because that was my first time bass fishing. So beginner's luck.
Well, why don't we call Jimmy and see if he's
let's call him and see.
Him. So Jimmy Houston is the most famous fisherman in the U.S.
He's right there with the cream of the crop. Yes.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hey, girl. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you so good. This is Paula and Brandon.
How y'all doing?
We're
great. Where are you? Where are you, Jimmy?
I'm in Kansas, where I'm a turkey hunting turkeys.
Ah, you're turkey hunting now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we came up here Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, and we've been up here for the last 3 days. We're going to head back toward Oklahoma tonight and then head to Alabama.
Is this any kind of tournament, or are you just doing this for fun?
Well, we go to Alabama for a tournament, but we're up here hunting turkeys. We're trying to film television shows.
Oh, good. So you're shooting your show.
That's what we're doing.
All right. What's the name of your show, and where can people catch it?
Well, Jimmy Houston Outdoors is on NBC Sports and Destination America, which is a Discovery Channel, WFN, the World Fishing Network, and about a half a dozen other networks. So we're on about 18 times a week, and then the show that we've got our hunting on is called Jimmy Houston Adventures, and it's on all of those networks with the exception of WFN, World Fishing Network, is fishing only.
Uh-huh.
So We're on about 18 times a week, so they could find us in a lot of places.
Well, they
NBC Sports and Destination America is the two largest networks.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no excuse we can have for not being able to see you, right?
Well, I tell you what, there's no excuse. Absolutely.
Is it hard to catch and release a turkey?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I was I actually got one yesterday. I was sitting by a big old log calling turkeys And I had one gobbling around, and all of a sudden I lost him. I hadn't heard him gobbling, and I was sitting by this big old log, and he gobbled, and he was right beside me, right on the other side of that log. Because they could see so well, and you can't move or anything.
Uh-huh.
And so I eased my hand down underneath that log, and I reached over and grabbed him by the leg.
No!
Wow. Started thrashing and carrying around and flopping and scared me to death. I tried to pull him under that log, and I couldn't get him under that log. He was so big, and I didn't have but just a few inches room under that log. I could never get him under that log. It's a bad deal.
So who won?
Well, I finally had to just turn him loose.
So the turkey won.
I called him around the other side of the log and shot him.
Oh, okay. So you don't catch and release a turkey like you do your fish.
I did that one, but, normally you practice catching filet on those turkeys. You fry a turkey breast up like chicken fried chicken, and it's really good.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's my favorite way to eat it. Yes, fried turkey, honey. It's like cooking a big old chicken.
It is, man.
Out of this world.
I'm away from the table.
Well, Jimmy, can I tell you how much fun my husband Michael and I and my brother Bubba and Sandy and even Brandon fish for a minute, but I can't tell you how much fun we had this weekend raising money for the Bag Lady Foundation. You make everything so much fun. You are a good man, Jimmy Houston. You're a good man.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun catching those 100 crappie that day, too.
I'm telling you, I was in hog heaven when we found that honey hole.
I promise you that. You were. And the only thing I got to complain about is how you practice catch and release during the fishing tournament. And, you know, you're supposed to catch them, weigh them, and then release them. But you practice that catch and release, without putting the weigh part in the middle of it.
You know, when I hollered, "Help me, Jimmy," I really thought that you were going to get the dip net because I was unaware that y'all had voted out using a dip net. So I quit reeling, and when I quit reeling, that bass saw his opportunity, and he was out. Yep. But I really think he could have been a contender, Jimmy.
I think so, and he jumped plumb out of the water and come off. And if it hadn't been legal to use a dip net, which I had one in the boat, because we can use them during the FLW tournaments, if that fish had been, if I got the dip net out, when he jumped, when he landed back in the water, he would have been safely in that dip net. And, and you know, we didn't lose the tournament by too much. We almost were repeat champions.
Really? Well, what number did we come in? Second, third?
No, I think we were sixth, but we wasn't far off the lead. We was only like about 3 pounds behind.
Wow.
That fish there would have allowed us to throw one of those smaller ones back.
Back,
and,
yeah.
And yes, it'd have been real close. It'd have been right there, you know, because there's only 1 ounce separating first and second place. So we'd have been right in there with those two.
Unbelievable. Well, Jimmy, have you heard how much we raised for the Paula Deen Bag Lady Foundation?
Well, I didn't, Paula, but I knew it had to be really good. I had to leave early, you know, the dinner, because I had a 6-hour drive.
Yes.
But, there was about 400 people there, and a great, great auction. I know it was good. How much was it?
It was a little over $80,000 after expenses.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful?
No.
And we were able to make a $5,000 donation to the Lafayette House. It's a wonderful home for young women and their children, if they have any. And that's what...
Right there around Jasper. And
right. And that's why the Bag Lady Foundation was born, because being a woman, I know the struggles that we can have, and it was designed to give women out there a helping hand. So I can't thank you enough.
Those are some of the girls. Those are some of the girls, Paula, that everybody sort of just overlooks. You know,
yes.
that have had struggles with in marriages and been hurt and stuff. And a lot of people just sort of turn a blind eye to that and kind of overlook them. So that's what's so great about the Bag Lady Foundation helping.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. And I went there. As soon as I landed, I went straight to the Lafayette House and met with all the girls there. And thank goodness there was not one that was there last year when I visited. So
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, honey. And I showed them an easy, no-cook recipe for them to fix for their children. It's a good, healthy snack. And, you know, it was a wonderful day. And now I know, Jimmy, that we've already put a date on the third annual Jimmy Houston Paula Deen Fishing Tournament. It's going to be in May, I think.
It's definitely May, but I'm not sure the exact date
yet. Do you remember the date, Jimmy?
No, I really don't. I think it might be that first or second Saturday in May. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I know you've committed and I've committed, and it's, you know, a whole bunch of fun.
Paula, a lot of people think you and I should be committed.
You know, I heard the same thing, Jimmy.
Yeah, to a house for funny people. I think we should be committed.
Listen, my husband Michael said, Paula, you and Jimmy Houston are two peas in a pod, I'm telling you. You can't get a word in edgewise. Well, I can't thank you enough, honey, for being the type of man you are. You're a fine Christian man, and you just bring laughter and fun no matter where you go. And out of everybody that I've ever met, Jimmy, I think you might be up there right at the top of being one of the most fortunate people, because your whole life is surrounded by your work, and that's like pure straight love for you. And you're a lucky man.
I have what we call a real job, but I spell it R-E-E-L.
I like that one. I like that one. Well, you're a lucky man and well-deserving. Well-deserving.
For real? My daddy told me when I was little that I was going to have to quit fishing sometime, get a real job. I just didn't know how to spell it. So I got it R-E-E-L.
Well, I tell you what, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. And y'all, for those out there listening, if you don't know Jimmy Houston, check him out. On top of being one of the finest fishermen in our country, he's real cute. And he's got a stock of blonde hair, and he's brown as a berry from all that fishing. I grant you, you'll love him. Jimmy, thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Paula. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to do it again. And I think I'm going to come down and around Albany, Georgia, and fish with you down there this fall or next spring. Sometime it's got to be during deer season or turkey season.
Okay, that sounds great. I know I know my best friend Bubble, Susan Green, is already cooking up a tournament for you and me down there. So I can't wait.
It'll be a lot of fun. We'll catch a lot of fish, and hopefully we won't let them get away before we put them on the way in.
I'm going to practice on that, Jimmy. I've had more than one man slip away from me. I got to practice on that one. Well, thank you, darling. Blessed day.
Get you. Gonna call me in. I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Y'all be careful.
Thank you.
I didn't think he was really catching turkeys, but I guess he was.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you know, he's a firm believer in catching and releasing those bass, those big, beautiful bass.
He was weighing them as quick as he could.
He kisses them. I mean, he kisses them right on the lips. He even had me kissing those fish.
I wasn't touching them.
Oh, listen, that's the sweetest, stinkiest fish kiss in the world. I ain't nothing like it.
Yeah,
especially when you're the one that caught it. So it was fun, and it was it's wonderful when you can combine fun and doing something good. And the women at the Lafayette House were so happy that we cared enough about them to stop and visit and
spend a couple
of hours with them. Yes,
and the kids were so sweet.
Yes, the children were so sweet. You know, I think it's so important, y'all, when we have been put in a position where we can help others, I think it's so important that we turn around to that man or woman behind us that's struggling and reach out a hand and give them a pull up. Because I've been there, and I know how much a helping hand can mean to you. So anyway, that was what we did this weekend, y'all. I'm happy to announce, Brandon, to everybody that we have a new sponsor here for What's Cooking with Paula Deen, and it's Home Chef. And you can find out more about them at homechef.com/Paula Deen. And, of course, our very first sponsor, proflowers.com. And if you go to that website and hit the microphone, you just put in the word cookie, and it will open up their website, proflowers.com and homechef.com.
Food and flowers.
Food and flowers. Thank y'all so much. So, Brandon, I think you and I totally agree on last weekend at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, we got to be and visit with one of our dear friends, Leanne Morgan.
I love her to death. I could listen to her talk all
I'm
day.
I'm telling you.
She cracks me up.
She is one of the funniest comedians out there. And you can get to Leanne on Blue Collar Radio, right?
Mm-hmm. She's also on the Paula Deen Network. You can click her and watch her there.
Yes, she actually did about a 15-minute stand-up for us on the Paula Deen Network.
So funny. Well, let's call her. Let's see what she's doing.
Okay, let me see if we can get her.
I'm sure she's chasing a dog, running kids here and there.
Hello.
It is. It's the voice of an angel. Leanne.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, everybody.
It's me and Brandon.
Well, hello, my two favorite people.
What are you doing right now? I'm just dying to know.
Nothing. I was just, I've been doing laundry and folding clothes.
Okay, let me ask you this, Leanne. What are you wearing?
I'm ashamed to say lounge pants and a t-shirt with no bra.
I know it's a pretty sight, honey.
Are you in the house alone?
There's a camera crew out in my yard, because if there is, you better turn around.
Well, I tell you what, I said when I take off my bra, I look like two wet socks full of rocks.
I don't.
It ain't a pretty sight, honey.
Mine's not either.
My niece says, go get you a boob job, Paula. I said, are you kidding? At 68 years old, I'm proud to have two sagging ones.
I know, Lord, we don't need to go under anesthesia unless we have to.
Ain't that the truth. No elective surgery for me. Well, I just had to tell you, Leanne, I had the most incredible time Brandon and I did with you in Pigeon Forge at the Paula Deen Family Kitchen opening. And for us to be able to spend the day with you at Dollywood.
Oh, it was heaven for me.
Was over the moon.
Well, I had a ball and my girls had a ball and we've talked about it. We talked about it today.
What
a wonderful time we've had.
Except for the roller coaster.
Your girls are so cute.
Thank you.
They are so cute.
Well, they love y'all.
And your youngest one is cut from your cloth.
I know.
She is. She's like a miniature Leanne.
She led us right to that devil bread. That
The cinnamon bread.
Cinnamon bread. Lord have mercy.
And I was just sick. You know, I said, Leanne, I don't want to open mine. I'm just going to eat yours since you've opened it. And then I wound up opening mine and laying it down there and ate some of mine. But it got lost between here and Savannah, and I thought I was going to die of a broken heart.
Oh, my gosh. Did the pork rinds make it?
They made it. Jamie got into those on the plane. And they were delicious.
And Jelly Roll's Jelly Roll's chicken leg, turkey leg, made it all the way back, too.
Yeah, she said she's taking her turkey leg home and stewing it. Stewing it down. Well, are you working? Are you working? When can people catch you? Where can they catch you, Leanne?
I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone May 14th through 16th.
Oh, I should drive down and see you.
Oh, I would love it, you angel. And then I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, May the 17th. And then Nashville, Tennessee, May the 20th and 21st at Zany's Comedy Club.
Well, you are busy making that money.
Well, we're going on a big run next week, and it's the Country Cool Comedy Tour. So Karen Mills and Trish Sir will be with me, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be wonderful. And then we're in Lexington this summer. At the comedy club there.
Oh, that's great. What men are you working with?
No men, just two women.
So just three chicks
now,
on the road.
I tell you, Paula, people will remember Trish Sir from Clean House with Niecy Nash. She was on that for years, and everywhere we go, people recognize her from being the little girl from Kentucky that cleaned out people's crap out of their yard sale.
I remember her from that
show.
I'm not familiar with her. Brandon will have to help me check her out.
Okay. All right, my darling. She's very funny, and we've traveled before, and we have a website with our own merchandise line. And
well, what's your website?
What's the website?
CountryCool.com.
Is that with a C or a K?
You can Google that, and it'll come up in our Facebook page and the website.
All right.
People can order our merchandise.
Okay, I wrote down CountryCool.com.
Yes, CountryCool.com. And then anybody can go to LeannMorgan.com, and that can also link it to theirs, or to our big website.
All right, now how do you spell Leanne for everybody's knowledge?
L-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay.
Morgan, M-O-R-G-O-N.
Isn't it an A, M-O-R-G-A-N?
Yeah, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Well, I have dyslexia.
See, that's why I wanted to make sure people had the correct spelling. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Braless, doing laundry. Can you all of a sudden spin yourself into work mode and just talk for a few minutes of what you will be doing on stage, what they can expect? Can you go into a routine real quick, like?
No pressure.
Well, my goodness. I talk a lot about, all my comedy is really about is true storytelling about my family and my kids and my life. And Paula, it went from when I would give birth and having babies, which was very, very prolific in my career, all the way up to now. I am in perimenopause, and I'll be 50 in October, and I cannot think of my name, and I think something's wrong with me. I'm worried I've got early onset dementia, but my OBGYN says that that is completely normal. But my kids say I'm very angry, and my husband says I'm a butthole, and I think he's a butthole, and my girls are hormonal, and so I go into all of that kind of stuff. And also, oh, Paula, how much have you seen me with my weight up and down? And Brandon has seen me, and I say I'm going to lose weight, and then I don't, and I've been on Weight Watchers. I praise God they don't have a limit on how many times you can join. I've been on Weight Watchers 9 times. I've lost 7 pounds. At a Weight Watcher.
You know, I think Weight Watchers is such a good, sensible way to lose weight.
Yeah, I just can't roll like that, Paula. I don't. I mean, I like to go to the meetings. The meetings are hilarious and a good time, and I love. It's like AA for, you know, people that are food addicts like I am.
Uh-huh.
And we all talk about where we can get fat-free ice cream and stuff like that. But
do y'all leave the meeting and go get ice cream to celebrate?
Yes.
I would.
Yes, or go to Perkins. Oh, it's terrible. But I talk about my husband. I talk about...
What are you calling your husband these days? You have a new name for him.
I call him Chuckina. His name is Chuck. I call him Chuckina, and he's killing me, and I'm killing him. And his testosterone is low. Mine's high. I mean, I get so hot now, and he's having to wear men's pajamas for the first time in his life because he can...
What's a man's pajama?
Because I've got the air turned down.
Brandon sleeps in the buff, so
I cannot see
he doesn't know
on.
Anything about men's pajamas, Leanne.
Well, and he should because he has no body fat. But my husband and I, well, and we sleep with two beagle hounds, Paula, in the bed with us, two dogs. There's dog hair everywhere.
We sleep with three, if I don't count Michael.
Yeah, you sleep with four.
But I just talk about everyday life, and I have women say to me every time I'm on stage, they say, Leanne, you are living my life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
mm-hmm.
in my closet staring at us? So evidently people relate to me really well, Paula. I mean, I could go into a bit. If I'm trying to think. This is that perimenopause.
But how is Church of God Becky?
Church of God Becky, fine. And we're going to take tennis lessons. We're starting tomorrow, and Little Church of God Becky.
Now, explain.
Coordinated.
Explain to, we know who Church of God Becky is, but explain to everybody out there listening, Leanne, who Church of God Becky is.
Okay, Church of God Becky is my best friend, and I have had to explain things to Church of God Becky because she was raised Church of God and very sweet and very sheltered, and so I have to explain things like camel toe. What camel toe was.
Well, how did she react to that?
Yeah, how did she react?
She went, is that what that is?
So she had seen them before.
And so I've had to tell Becky, Church of God Becky, what to do. And when I was with you one time, Paula, doing shows in Atlanta at that Big Food show, and the do you remember when the Georgia, the police officers, the state troopers that escorted us, we had police officers, I don't know if you remember that, in Atlanta one year.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you're like Beyonce. they were following us around, and I got talking to one of them, and they were built so nice, and I said, what are y'all doing? They do CrossFit. And so I went back home and told Church of God Becky, we're doing CrossFit, whether you like it or not, she'll do whatever I say. And so we started that exercise, that crazy, wild, hard, military-like exercise program together.
I'm scared of it.
I would get out in the parking lot, and they'd put a big tractor tire out there, and I'd put little Becky in it, and she'd hold a purse, and I'd drag her across the parking lot for exercise. Did that for a long time. And we ate a certain way, and we were in a contest at that gym, and we ate paleo, which I don't know if you've ever heard of paleo, but it's
the Jesus diet.
God put up on this earth to sustain us, so it's like lean meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts, berries.
I was going
to
say, I thought he gave us pigs and cows and
he did.
Fat
you can eat
fish.
Cows. You can eat all kinds of meat. You just can't eat. You're not supposed to eat on paleo. Wheat grains, like wheat and dairy. And it's awful. It was awful. And George got back and I did it for 10 weeks and I lost a lot of weight and my clothes were hanging off of me, but my husband said I was really hateful. And then I won that contest, and they got me in an exercise bra and a pair of spandex online on the internet, because young people take pictures of everybody and put it on the internet. But anyway, I'm on the internet. It looks terrible. My body looks terrible with the before picture, and then the after picture looked pretty good. And I got a new spray tan, and I lost a lot of weight, and I firmed up, and I was like the queen. And then about 5 weeks after that, I spotted a tortilla.
It's a slippery
slope. I was like a heroin addict.
Trying to shoot up a tortilla.
I could have shot up a tortilla. And I have been on a big old gluten wheat tear ever since. It's awful. And that's why my stomach jiggles. But and I talk about that on stage. But, you know, I'm very honest on stage, Paula. But, you know, when you get to be my age, I don't care. I got to tell it like it is.
There you go. You know, as long as you're telling the truth, you're all right, because you don't have to try to remember a lie you told.
True.
I have a hard time remembering the truth, much less a lie. Well, I can't tell you how much Brandon and I love you and those chillin'. And, you know, I told you last Sunday, you've got an open invitation now to our house. You load up the girls and come to Savannah, and we'll have one just big eating weekend.
And a pool party.
Honey.
Yeah, we'll have a pool
party. We'll go
down
the slide together.
You and I can go get us a moo-moo. And we'll have a pool party.
Oh, I tell you what, Paula. I found out what the best thing that ever happened to me. I went to the Caymans with my husband about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Sears and got a Land's End swim skirt. Or a swim dress.
A swim dress.
Yes, it's a show I did. And they said, Lynn, you got to go get a swim dress. And I thought, my life is over and I'm dead inside. I might as well. So I went to Sears and got a swim dress, but I'm telling you, I'm beautiful in it. It covers my thighs and my fanny where it's jiggly, but my shoulders and back look so pretty in it, Paula. And I felt nice raised, and nobody saw my business, and I was so tickled.
I mean, I'm going to get me one then.
Uh-huh. I got to go check out that, what, Land's End swimsuits?
Yeah, swim dress.
Swim
honey.
Dress.
Swim dress.
It's Sears.
Your life is over, yeah. But
well, my life is over as I used to know it.
Not in so. That's okay. New beginnings. It's all right.
New beginnings. Well, listen, honey. All right. I want to just remind everybody, May the 14th through the 16th, you're in Jacksonville, Florida. May the 17th, you are in
Charlotte, North Carolina,
one of our favorite towns.
20th and 21st, I'm at Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee, one of the greatest towns in this country.
It is.
You know, our next restaurant, I'm just so blown away with our first restaurant outside Savannah, Paula Deen's Family Kitchen there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Our next spot that we're opening up is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Do you go there much?
I've been there. We lived in North Myrtle Beach when my babies were little for mm-hmm. about 9 months, and mm-hmm. I loved it with all my heart. And I love Hilton Head and all through, down through there.
Yes.
I better get invited to that opening, Paula.
Well, you will be.
Fun.
You will be, honey.
Lord.
But like I said, I want you and the girls to load up, and us girls, that includes Brandon, we'll just spend the weekend eating and laughing and playing.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it, my angel.
I'll
really
set up a slip and slide.
You better watch it. I'm going to, honey, get that car gassed up. We're coming.
I love you. Brandon loves you. And you knock them dead on your tour.
All right. Thank you, my
See
darling.
Ya.
Talk to you soon.
Oh,
text
okay.
me.
All
text
right,
me.
Bye.
Oh, I just love her. She's so
I
funny.
I know.
This sure has been a funny day, hasn't it?
I know. It's been all about comedy. We got to talk to some of our favorite people that just get us so tickled.
So funny. Fishing
yes.
and laughing.
Fishing and laughing. I can't think of two better ways than to spend my day.
I agree with you. Well, until next time.
Yeah. We got to run. It's time to run. But I'm so glad that we were able to talk to Jimmy Houston, one of the finest fishermen in this country. And, of course, our last guest, Leanne Morgan.
She's
you know,
an
there's
angel.
Nothing like one of the greatest gifts God gave us, I think, is laughter. And I've never been one to take myself too seriously, Brandon. I have fun poking fun at myself. Otherwise, I might wind up in a corner crying.
Right.
And we don't want to do that. So until next time on What's Cooking with Paula Deen, love and best dishes.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just send an email to podcast@pauladean.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.